Family members of the people killed and injured in the Sikh temple tragedy received First Lady Michelle Obama's condolences Thursday. Mrs. Obama met with the families in Oak Creek after appearing at a campaign stop in Milwaukee. Pardeep and Amardeep Kalika are the sons of Sikh temple president Satwan Singh Kalika. He died fighting off the gunman. The brothers spoke with WWM after their meeting with Mrs. Obama.
The things that stuck out in our heads was, first she said, there's a lot of work to be done in this country, and we know that, and we're here to do that work. And that felt good because we do all agree that there's a lot of work, especially with violence and crime, and especially with anti-immigration sentiment and hate groups and terrorist groups, which hate groups probably should be called terrorist groups because they fit the definition, and maybe we should start changing that rhetoric. But that felt nice, or that really stuck with us when she said that.
The Sikh Coalition, a national group, and some others have called on the government to do more in this vein, to look into hate crimes specifically against Sikh people and also to look at hate crimes as domestic terrorism. Could you tell me why it's needed? Remind me of some of the threats or discrimination or fears that exist on a regular basis.
Soft attacks happen all the time, especially with anti-immigration. A story just recently was another taxi driver was driving and a guy pointed his finger at him and showed him the gun, like a fake gun in his hand, and shot at him and said, "This isn't over yet." And that is what's on the ground. That's what's on the pulse of the nation. I keep telling politicians that. I had a conversation with a very conservative Muslim politician, and I said, "Look, you guys don't touch the ground very often. You don't come in rural areas and talk to people like we have to talk to people, or a taxi driver has to drive through the inner city, or, you know, a guy at a gas station who's, you know, working a late night shift. We touch real America. You touch something else." And we think it's important that we do some sort of study on this, whether it be on the policy level or even on the university level. We need to figure out why this xenophobia exists and how we can take it out of our country, because our country is 99.9% immigrants, and we all need to learn how to look at each other and their similarities instead of the differences.
This fake gun incident, was that something that happened here locally?
Yeah, that was something that happened here in Milwaukee, and a taxi driver told us that story just recently at the temple.
And that happened after the August 5th shootings?
Yep, only days after.
Things like this occur all the time without any law enforcement being informed, because you can't report crimes like that. Another statistic, from the year 2000 to 2010, organized hate groups have gone from 600 to more than 1,000. The problem is getting worse. Last year, I think it was last year alone, there was something like 191,000 across the nation, small, minor hate crimes. And those were actually reported. And the one that Amardeep is saying probably wasn't even reported. So think about 191,000 of those petty crimes happening in a single year, of people putting maybe like a swastika on a church. It's a petty crime, but still it manifests hate.
Shifting topics somewhat here, tomorrow it will have been 2 weeks since the funerals, and I'm wondering whether there has been a return to some sort of not really normal, but a sort of new normal, or whether lives still seem very confusing and chaotic and surprising at this point.
I think the Sikh community is trying to turn the page on this and basically trying to get back to normalcy. But even I don't feel like it's there yet, and it's going to take some time. I think people are still a little bit worried. There's still a little bit paranoia, just to be honest. I believe they're still receiving certain kinds of hate mail or phone threats. So there's no, I mean, it's not returning back to normalcy, because before you don't receive that. Now that it's been in the media spotlight for so long, it feels like it's getting harder to get back to that place.